Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen.
Amen.
Today's gospel has just so much going on, it's hard to know what to pay attention to. King Herod and the temple authorities in Jerusalem, the Magi journeying from the east, a wild star, prophecies, Bethlehem, Mary and her child, paying homage and giving gifts, and also fright, duplicity, overwhelming joy, and guiding dreams. Where do we enter in? We're still in the season of Christmas, but with today's story, we turn our gaze from the manger and toward the wild star. The arrival of the Magi is celebrated each year on the 13th day after Christmas, Epiphany. Translated, Epiphany means manifestation or revealing. And so today, perhaps we should begin by asking, what is revealed in our story? At the center of our story is the child Jesus. Everything else, all of the action, all of the emotions revolve around him. And what is being revealed through him? So much, beginning with the hearts of the people orbiting around him. Herod, frightened by the news that a king had been born who was so powerful that he drew magi from the east, sent those magi on their way to Bethlehem. He did not send a delegation or go and pay homage himself, however. And in fact, after learning from the wise ones the timing of the star's rising, he later sends an order to kill all the children under age 2 in the town of Bethlehem, the slaughter of the innocents. This evokes for us, and not by mistake, the story of Moses and Pharaoh. And indeed, Jesus also escapes death, not in a basket by the river, but when Joseph, having a dream, is warned to flee Egypt with Mary and the baby. Herod's heart is revealed as that of a despotic ruler. The hearts of the Magi, those elusive foreigners from the east, are also revealed. There has been a lot of mythos built up around these Magi, but what we do know for sure is that they were drawn to witness to the birth of Jesus, and they came to pay him homage. Pay him homage. It appears 3 times in our scripture passage. The New Revised Standard Version of the Bible translates it from the Greek word proskino, not as worship, but as pay him homage. As much as it evokes and imply, as such, it invokes and implies the custom of prostrating oneself at the feet of a king. And it is, therefore, a symbol of giving your entire self to another. And so it is that the hearts of the Magi are revealed when they entered the house and found Mary with the child. The first thing they did was to kneel down and pay Jesus homage. They gave themselves before they gave the material gifts that they brought. What else is revealed? Matthew crafted this story in such a way that the very topography, the places in this tale, reveal the fulfillment of prophecy. And in this relatively short passage, this prophecy is woven together from these following texts, and there's a lot. Micah 5:2, Samuel 5:2, Numbers 24:17, 1 Kings 10:1 through 10, Isaiah 60, Psalm 72, and the whole infancy narrative of Moses. What places born of prophecy do we find in this passage? The east. The east, the direction from which the dawn is lighted. With the arrival of the Magi from the east, the entrance of the stranger and alien into a story wrapped in first century Jewish culture and faith. It's a counterpart to the closing of Matthew, not by mistake, when the disciples are exhorted to go and make disciples of all the nations. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that center of Jewish faith, the home of the temple, and also an occupied land with a puppet king where power had come to trump piety. The place where Jesus will one day confront power, which will lead to his execution. Bethlehem. Bethlehem, within the religious borders of the faith, but nowhere of importance. And yet, when Herod called on the chief priests and scribes and asked him where the Messiah was to be born, they said, "In Bethlehem of Judah, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." And one last place, their own country by another road. The story today and for the Magi ends when they leave for their own country by another road. We are not told what country it is or how they were guided home without a star to follow. And this place is not a fulfillment of prophecy per se. And yet I can't help but wonder if it is for us the most important place in today's story, for it's the place that we reside. By virtue of our baptism, our decision to seek out a faith community, the life of faith that we create over months and years and decades, the revelations and epiphanies of our lives, the times that we turn to God with hands empty in prayer, the ways in which we give of ourselves again and again, have not those been acts of homage and gifts we have given? And having found Mary and the child this year once again, and experiencing the overwhelming joy of Christmas, have we not been transformed and sent out to do the work that God has given us to do? If the first question of Epiphany is what is revealed, the second must be how are we to respond? And the answer is that for each visit we make to Bethlehem every year, we also must return by a different road. For faith and faithing, that is faith in action. It's not a circle like the calendar of the church year. It's a spiral. We don't simply repeat the cycle every time we begin with Advent and then visit the babe, when we walk through the darkness of the Triduum and into the light of Easter. No, it's not a circle where we merely repeat every time and come back around. It's a spiral where every turn and return, we encounter familiar stories in new ways and we go deeper. It is uncharted territory, taking us by another road. This is, I believe, the work of Epiphany, the work of revealing our hearts and our place in the world. And frankly, it's hard work. Like many of the things in life that matter most, it takes work. And the fact that the world is a broken, confusing, and heartbreaking place so much of the time doesn't make it easier. But this is our mission as Christ followers, to bring light and love, justice and compassion, whatever road we are traveling. Where are you in the spiral this year? How will you reveal your heart? leaning into the power of vulnerability exemplified in Jesus' birth, in his life, in his death. What other road will you take this year? No matter how it is that you live the answers to these questions, today as we tell our story of Revelation, we give thanks for the light revealed in Christ, who promised to be with us always, who is our companion on the journey, who invokes transformation, and who gave himself fully so that we might do so in return. Amen.